Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
How do you prepare to meet your God? The prophet Amos spoke to this. I'm going to read to you from Amos chapter 4, verses 12 and 13, where we read this. Therefore, thus will I do to you, O Israel, because I will do this to you, prepare to meet your God, O Israel. For behold, he who forms mountains and creates the wind, who declares to man what his thought is and makes the morning darkness, who treads the high places of the earth, the Lord God of hosts is his name. Amos was a prophet of warning to Israel, warning them to prepare for judgment that was certain if they did not repent. Sensing the hardness of Israel and their refusal to turn back to God, now inspired by the Spirit of God, Amos took another approach. He simply told them, prepare to meet your God. This is a sober warning appropriate for all men at all times, because we never know when we will meet our God in eternity. Because we don't know when, we must always be prepared to meet our God. But this is especially true for those facing the judgment of God. We can apply this text in at least three ways. Prepare to meet your God is a challenge. Prepare to meet your God is an invitation. And prepare to meet your God is a summons. Now, as a challenge, God invites his enemies to prepare to meet him. As a boxer prepares long and hard before stepping into the ring against a champion, if you're going to step into the ring with God, you had better prepare. It is as if the inspired prophet challenged those proud rebels against God to get ready to meet the God they had rejected and despised. As Charles Spurgeon would write, let them prepare to fight it out with him whom they have made to be their enemy and against those laws they have so continually revolted against. So that's as a challenge, but it's also an invitation. As an invitation, this is a blessing. The invitation God made to Adam, prepare to meet your God, was nothing but a blessing to Adam in the Garden of Eden. Ever since the fall, it's our nature to hide from God. Therefore, the call, prepare to meet your God, has a different sense entirely to us on this side of the Garden of Eden. Still, if we will come to God, we must prepare ourselves. When you come to spend time devoted to God, whether all by yourself in your personal devotions or in the company of others when you go to a worship service, then spend some time preparing yourself first. You would never go to the throne room of a great king without first carefully preparing yourself and planning your conduct in his presence. With this thought in mind, prepare yourself to meet God and be more blessed when you are in his presence. Thirdly, we can think of this as a summons. We recognize that one day everyone will stand before God and give account. Think about just who it is that you must meet. You are called one day to a divine appointment when you must stand for a personal interview before the God of all creation. If you have rejected God, you must stand before the one whose laws you have broken, the one whose penalties you've mocked, and the one whose grace you've refused. You will stand before a being of perfect knowledge. He knows everything about you. He's seen your heart, read your thoughts, and remembered every idle word and deed. You will stand before a God whom it is impossible to deceive or dupe, a God who sees every veil through every veil of hypocrisy and through every mask of tradition or ceremony. There is no way you can make yourself out to be better than you really are before this God. Amos ends this section by reminding us who this God is whom we must prepare to meet. He says, "The Lord God of hosts is his name." Now, do you remember the idea behind the title, "The Lord of Hosts"? Host is a military word. In this context, it refers to the angelic armies that serve the living God and are at his disposal. But Amos didn't want to just leave it at that. In these two brief verses, he tells us a lot about this great God, that he is the God of all creation, he who forms mountains and creates the wind. He's the God who's absolutely sovereign over man. He's the one who declares to man what his thought is. He's the God with power over all nature. He's the one who makes the morning darkness. And he's the God who rules above all, who treads the high places of the earth. Remembering all this reminds us to prepare now and meet this glorious God of grace, so that we do not need to meet him as a God of judgment at a later time. Friend, prepare to meet your God, and prepare to meet him now in a good way, surrendering to him, so that you don't have to meet him in a bad way later on. You can make those kind of preparations today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.